The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the March issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin on the front cover, beautiful cover. In peak condition, Philmont helped keep this amazing high adventure destination thriving. Get excited for summer camp, fiction, Oliver's Great Big Universe, plus comics, jokes, and much more. Let's see what we're going to be in for in this issue. On page 10, Protecting Philmont. Scouts help maintain the ecosystem at this high adventure base. Page 14, Get Excited. Summertime is on its way. Check out these cool camps. Page 18, Fiction. Oliver's Great Big Universe. Page 20, Scouting Around. Be a first aid champion. You can know what to do during an emergency by studying how to react, but practice makes perfect. Page 22, Merit Badge Minute. Emergency Preparedness, American Heritage, American Labor. And on page 38, Games. The Departments. Page 2, Erie on the Prairie. Page 3, Heads Up. Ask Us Anything on page 7. Scout Headliners on page 8. Fitness First on page 40. Page 40, Religious Emblems. Page 41, What's Up on ScoutLife.org. Page 42, Reader Favorites. And page 43, Think and Grin. The comics we'll have this month. On page 24, Mazes and More. Page 28, Lion Pride, Tiger's Adventures on page 29, Wolf Gang on page 30, The Bear Bunch on page 30, on page 31, Arrowheads, page 32, Dink, Duff, and Desi, page 33, Pee Wee Harris, on page 34, Wacky Adventures, and page 36, Scouts in Action, and more Scouts in Action on page 37. Let's dig in on page 2, Erie on the Prairie. What's a thesaurus' favorite meal? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's from Aaron T. in Vernal, Utah. You like that joke?
I love that joke. I've got one for you. Why do eagles eat grubs when it's cold out? They warm us up. See more great jokes on page 43.
I'm super pleased to see the backpacking merit badge appear in the October 2023 magazine because I love backpacking and I constantly encourage my friends to go on a trip. Last summer, I went on the Rayado Trek at Philmont, which was one of the most life-changing experiences I've ever had. I'd love to see a future magazine offer details on the unique challenges and equipment of snow camping. I think it could be worth informative and encouraging. Other than that, I love the magazine, and I'm going to continue to read it even after I turn 18. That from Benjamin A. in Granite Bay, California.
You bring up some great points, Benjamin. There's no age limit on reading Scout Life. Some of our readers haven't stopped turning these pages for 50 or more years. But we're all about current Scouts like you. That's why we've bundled up a giant snowball's worth of cold weather camping stories for you at go.scoutlife.org/cold.
Hi, I'm a Star Scout. I enjoy looking through your magazine, especially when there is something about nature or animals in it. My sister collects Scout Life magazines, and I like looking at the jokes and riddles section. at from Bonnie A. in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, Bonnie, I'm flapping with excitement thinking of how much you will enjoy this issue. We've got comics featuring animals, nature, and more nature. And, of course, we're capping this whole thing off with jokes so funny you'll be cackling.
Moving on, get ready for championship men's and women's college basketball. You can catch it all during March Madness on CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV, men, and ESPN and ESPN2, women. Last year, Louisiana State University won the Women's Division National Championship after defeating Iowa 102-85. On the men's side, the University of Connecticut beat San Diego State 76-59. Here in this picture, we have a young man going up for a layup. Connecticut guards Tristan Newton, number 2, and Jordan Hawkins, number 24, reach for a rebound against San Diego State forward Keisha Johnson in the 2023 National Championship game in Houston. Nature, heads up. Bizarre plastic eaters. Humans have created 1.9 billion tons of plastic waste, most of which is swirling around in the ocean. Plastic doesn't degrade or decay, so it can remain as trash for hundreds of years, piling up in landfills and oceans and killing fish and wildlife. However, scientists think they have found a solution. In recent years, scientists have discovered a strain of bacteria that can digest the polyethylene plastic commonly found in plastic water bottles. They were surprised to find several species eating the plastic floating in the ocean. Here are the plastic-eating bacteria and insects they believe will help solve the problem. The waxworm has two enzymes in its saliva that break down plastic at room temperature within just a few hours. The enzymes are produced by the worms feeding on beeswax or honey. The mealworm uses the microorganisms in its digestive system to eat through the plastic and styrofoam, which, along with plastic bags, is commonly found in waste dumps. Adenola succinensis is a newly discovered bacteria that munch on microscopic particles, plastic less than 5 millimeters long, in the ocean. The camphor shoot borer is attracted to ethanol fuel. The beetle eats away at plastic items such as gas cans where the chemical compound is located. It has pictures of these nice little animals here on page right. At the top, mealworm, the camphor shoot borer, the waxworm, and at the bottom we have the microplastics. Moving on to page 6, heads up, collecting. We collect coins. We went through thousands of quarters to complete the 50-state quarters program, 1999-2008, and the America the Beautiful quarters program, 2010-2021. Our favorite quarter is our home state of Ohio. It featured an astronaut and an early airplane. That's from Ethan and Aaron Kay in Westerville, Ohio. I collect dice. My favorite is the Star Wars fan art dice. That's from Nicholas G. in Arlington, Texas. I collect Scouting Council patches. My favorites are the Theodore Roosevelt Council and Great Alaska Council patches. That's from Jaden S. in San Diego, California. I collect decks of cards, patches, and quarters. I have 37 decks, 86 patches, and an entire collection of state quarters. I'm also on my way to having all the national park quarters. That's from Kai L. in League City, Texas. I collect vinyl figurines. I have over 50 items of varying sizes and values. That's from Jacob D. in Guthrie, Oklahoma. I have gotten into the hobby of collecting stickers from all my clothes. Instead of putting them on a water bottle, I stick them on a wall in my room. I have 31 Under Armour stickers, 10 Band stickers, 4 Nike stickers, and 1 Santa Cruz sticker. They all have unique shapes and come in different colors. That's from Jeshwin C. in Tustin, California. Ask us anything. Heads up. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. My best friend in the whole world is moving. What should we do? Jenny, remember that your best bud is moving, not falling off the face of the planet. When I was in school, my best friend moved to another state. I was devastated. But we wrote letters, those were the days before email, and stayed close for years. Use technology to your advantage. Keep in touch by texting, calling, and using whatever social media your parents allow. Take lots of photos at scout meetings, school events, and your other activities to share with them. Steve, my father is a military man, so I moved about every 3 years growing up. It was a real pain making new friends all the time, but it taught me a valuable lesson. People come and go, and you have to learn to roll with it. On the upside, I know people all over the planet. So, like Jenny said, make an effort to keep in touch with your best friend, but make an equal effort to seek out new buds. I'm getting teased at scout meetings because of my religion. What should I do? Steve, scout meetings aren't the place for religious arguments. The next time this chatter starts, steer the conversation toward what you're all there for, scout activities. It might also help to recruit a friend who shares your religion to join scouts, since there is strength in numbers. Jenny, you have every right to believe what you want to believe, so whatever you do, don't let the teasing steer you away from your religion. If they don't back off, stand up for yourself. Simply say, I don't make fun of your differences, so stop making fun of mine. Besides, if everyone were the same, life would get pretty boring. Then mention something fun about your religion that they can relate to, like a youth group trip or the cute girl in the choir. This might help them realize you're not so different after all. Have a question for Jenny and Steve? Write to Ask Us Anything, S306, P.O. Box 152079, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or through an e-form at scout.life.org. Your name will be kept confidential. Scout Life Headliners, making the world a better place. Scouts win national award. Rafi Ahmad, Life Scout, age 17, from Troop 1 in Chicago, Illinois. Rishab Jain, Eagle Scout, 19, from Troop 728 in Beaverton, Oregon. Alexander Knoll, former Cub Scout, age 19, from Post Falls, Idaho. Mateo Lang, Life Scout, age 15, from Troop 5 in Petoskey, Michigan. Armando Parrish, Eagle Scout, age 18, from Troop 81 in Richardson, Texas. Talario Watkins II, Second Class Scout, age 16, from Troop 4026 in Pataskala, Ohio. Made headlines for being named national winners of the 2023 Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. The scoop? The Barron Prize selects 25 outstanding young leaders for their positive contributions to community and the environment. Rafi founded Operation Viridis, a nonprofit that increases tree cover in low-income and minority neighborhoods in his city to reduce climate-caused risks. His Eagle Scout project is related to this work. Mateo Lang. Mateo formed a community recycling program that has raised $200,000 for more than 50 local youth organizations. His funds have also helped offset school lunch costs for struggling families. Talerio founded the Garden Club Project, which donates produce to food insecure families in his community, as well as vegetable seed kits to schools and community groups. Talerio was previously featured in the September 2020 issue of this magazine for his nonprofit as well as his business, Tiger Mushroom Farms. Rashab developed a biomedical tool called ICOR, which uses artificial intelligence to help with rapid production of vaccines and addresses rising pharmaceutical costs. Armando Parrish. Armando established the nonprofit project Lorenzo, which works to end homelessness by providing technology certification courses and job assistance to people living in shelters. And Alexander Knoll. Alexander created the Ability app, a web app for people with disabilities. Users can search mobility, vision, hearing, and cognitive accessibility at public spaces and businesses around the world. Good job, guys. Shrikar Putharaju, age 17, hometown, Chandler, Arizona. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 77, Chandler. Shrikar made headline for founding Checkmate Dementia, a nonprofit that raises awareness of the disease through chess tournaments, with proceeds going to dementia care facilities and research. A champion chess player, Shrikar won the 2020 World Open Under 18, placed second in the 2022 North American Open Under 21, third in the 2023 Arizona State Championship, and second in the 2023 Arizona State Blitz Championship. He is a World Chess Federation Arena International Master and United States Chess Federation Candidate Master. Shrikar also earned a Gold President's Volunteer Service Award and was named a 2022 Civic Spring Fellow by the Institute for Citizens and Scholars. Additionally, he was named a semifinalist for the 2024 Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation. Archer Chu, age 14, hometown, Estes Park, Colorado. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 8, Estes Park. Archer made headlines by placing third in the electric unicycle downhill event at the 2023 annual Amped Electric Games. Now, in its second year, the event features personal electric sports vehicles, also including scooters and skateboards. And finally, we have Reese Jenkins, age 17, hometown, Seattle, Washington. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 681, Seattle. Reese made headline for publishing her first book, Good Green Grub, A Teen's Guide to Improving Your World, One Meal at a Time. Reese's book includes recipes as well as tips from experts on making food-related decisions that are best for both the individual and the planet. Know someone who's making headlines? Let us know. go.scoutlife.org/headliners. Protecting Philmont. Scouts help maintain the ecosystem at this high adventure base. On the picture on page 11, to the left, on the right, vegetation and downed trees are added to piles which are burned in the winter. opposite Page. As part of their Philmont Scout Ranch treks, scouts complete conservation work. Some work includes removing overgrown vegetation. As the guides on Troop 187 from Kennesaw, Georgia, trekked through Philmont Scout Ranch's backcountry this past June, they noticed bare, charred tree trunks, the remains of a massive wildfire. That devastating blaze, the Ute Park Fire, consumed more than 36,000 acres and forced treks to be canceled in 2018. The blackened timber reminded the scouts of how important conservation work is for our environment. As part of a 12-day trip, the troop sawed and moved down trees which staff members could easily burn later, reducing the amount of potential wildfire fuel. It can help prevent or minimize the damage that happens during fires, says Gavin Tate, age 15, a Life Scout with Troop 187. By doing that, we help something big like that from happening. You, too, can help protect this natural treasure in northern New Mexico that scouts have loved for generations. A history of conservation. Since 1939, Philmont has provided a rugged place for scouts to backpack and explore. With more than 140,000 acres, 315 miles of trails, and dotted with dozens of backcountry camps, it's the world's largest youth camp. More than 1 million participants have visited since it opened, and everyone who goes on a trek serves the camp in some way before heading home. They've improved trails, fought erosion, and removed overgrown vegetation. The work helps future generations enjoy the ranch. If you do 3 hours of conservation work during your trek, you earn the iconic Philmont Expedition Arrowhead patch. Crews that log 10 hours of work can get the 50-miler award, another honor available at Philmont. The traditional 12, 9, and 7-day treks each include 1 day to complete 3 hours of conservation work. However, you can sign up for other treks that offer more opportunities to serve. Maintaining the balance. Over the past 15 years, and especially after the Ute Park Fire, conservation projects have focused on stream restoration, trail building, and wildfire mitigation. Stream restoration battles erosion. Building trails cut down on human impact by defining pathways, and wildfire mitigation removes fire fuel. Simply getting rid of overgrown brush can transform the environment. Not only does it reduce wildfires' risks, but it also cuts down on competition for space and sunlight, allowing natives, grasses, and wildflowers to flourish. Seeds that have sat dormant for decades can finally sprout and grow. This encourages deer, birds, and rodents to make the place home. Here are some specialized programs in which you can concentrate on conservation. Trail crew treks. Develop your conservation and leadership skills during 2 weeks that explore the field of environmental stewardship. Order the Arrow Trail Crew is a 14-day trek. Scouts spend a week constructing trails, followed by a custom 7-day itinerary. Spend 12 days on a STEM trek exploring the backcountry while examining the science, technology, engineering, and technology and math underlying Philmont, its most popular programs and activities. The Roving Outdoor Conservation School offers a 21-day experience of working on conservation service projects, meeting resource management professionals, and protecting Philmont's unique landscapes. Improve the health of Philmont's forest during a one-week spring break program called PhilBreak. Feel accomplished. Scouts who have gone on specialized programs have built long-time bonds with their fellow crew members. Of course, any trek at Philmont can become transformational. Just as everyone does a service project, everyone returns home from experiences that are hard to find anywhere else. You can go backpacking, mountain biking, horseback riding, burrow packing, gold panning, and rock climbing. From witnessing the sunrise atop the 9,003-foot-tall Tooth of Time to tackling the next daunting hill with your friends, you can have a lot of fun while discovering your inner strength. You don't remember the easy stuff as you remember the hard stuff, Gavin says. Day four had probably the worst hill. I realized how well I did on that day, but it was still a really hard day. I know myself better now. I know I can do that hard stuff. Where will you go? Philmont Scout Ranch is one of the BSA's four National High Adventure Bases. Here is what others have in store for you. The Summit Beckel Reserve in West Virginia offers treks on kayaks, water rafts, ATVs, and bikes. Or you can try the Summit Experience, which includes BMX, skateboarding, mountain biking, zip lines, canopy tours, and more. Northern Tier serves up epic lake-hopping canoe treks and winter camping experiences from its bases in northern Minnesota and Canada. Sea Base in Florida lets you explore the ocean from the surface and below with adventures focused on scuba diving, sailing, fishing, coral restoration, and more. Scouting is full of adventures. Visit go.scoutlife.org/adventure to find the adventures that await. Philmont Scout is partnering with ALPS Mountaineering to support the Wilderness Gear Program, an outdoor experience that involves conservation and sustainability efforts. Gear is the Spanish word for guide. Find out more about the program and how you can become part of a journey that leaves a lasting impact on the pristine landscapes we cherish at go.scoutlife.org/wilderness-pledge. You can have all kinds of adventures at Philmont, including learning about American railroad history at the medical station. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.